Did y'all didn't have inmates who just lived by themselves around the place?
We had one man live on the place cornered with us. He's at the little farm I kind
of. What's that cat? How did he live? Where was he in relation to y'all?
The farm corner, just like these two desk corner here.
Caddy?
Yeah. And the line went down between them.
So he lived?
His field are over here and ours back this way.
He lived caddy? He lived caddy corner?
No, the two corners of the two tracts of land came together.
I see.
It wasn't. Caddy corner means cross this way.
Oh, I see.
And a corner of the land.
Oh, I see. So his land ended up yours.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So he was. He had some old mares and some colts. He had bred them. He had a horse colt. On a mule colt.
He bred them to a.
And he bred a, one of them out of the, a stud horse and the other to a jack. And the one he bred to the jack had the mule colt.
A jack?
Yeah, jackass.
Oh. Okay.
That's where you get mules.
I know.
He had his cotton up. He got it planted and it's coming up. Come a storm one night. It had a lot of dead trees back there in this field.
Uh-huh.
It hadn't been cut down. It hadn't rotted and fell down. But they still had limbs on. And that wind blew a lot of limbs down out there in his cotton. And it was coming awful rain and storm. We went down there, and I was just a lad of a boy. And my daddy went down there to see how he's doing, to see if he's all right. That is his way of living, to see about his neighbors. He was standing there in the door whetting his axe with a wet rock. And asked him how he's doing. Oh, I'm all right, only I'm in a hell of a fix. He was a cussing this little old man. He wasn't big in his fist, but he just cussed up storm. And he just got my goat. I wasn't nothing but a child, but I couldn't hardly take what he said. He said, oh, God Almighty, old son of a bitch, got up this morning and took a leap. That meant all that rain, you know. And he said, I'm going to knock all them limbs off them trees so Edson will have to get them up. And he is wetting his axe to go down and cut them limbs up and get them off his cot. I didn't see any sense in a man making an assertion like that. I called him just next thing to infidel. Talk about the Lord like that.
What sort of man was he?
He was about, I guess he was in his 50s.
Well, I mean, what would you say about him? What did folks say about that type of man?
They didn't have much to say about him, man. Most people were scared of him. Afraid he was up to something. I don't know how come they ever moved in there on that little old farm. But he did. My daddy rented him a couple of acres of land back in the back of our field to plant peas for hay. But when he got through that fall, he got sick. And some folks come got him. He had some relatives. They found out he was sick and come got him. And they sold them colts to my brother. He bought it. And that turned out to be a good little old mule, work mule. And the horse he didn't want to work nothing but a buggy. He was good under saddle. He wasn't gated, but he could lope all day.
Uh-huh.
And he liked to pull a buggy. He was a trotting little dude, fast. We just had a